Smith and Nelson in the morning on 94.9 KISS FM.
In the morning, Montana's country leader, 94.9 KISS FM on a beautiful Monday already. Man, let's go outside. It's already pleasant.
Yeah.
Going for a high of about 94 degrees.
Man.
There you go. So
it's going to be a hot one.
Yeah. We're 94 here for the day. Not so concerned as much about your Monday right now as we are about the last couple of days, because it's the weekend that was.
That's right. I know I had a busy weekend, but what did you do this weekend?
Not as busy as yours, for sure, knowing what you did. But
yeah.
You know, it seemed like I was on the go for the most part.
Yeah?
Saturday, just kind of did some stuff around the house. I ended up being here at work in the building for a couple hours.
Okay.
I was watching our friend's dog still, so I was
kind of back and forth there.
Take the dog for a walk.
Sure.
Ran a couple errands, had a friend that was like, hey, come over, pizza and beer, oh, sounds good. Got home, walked the dog, everything. I literally put my shoes on, got a text. I'm not feeling great. Let's postpone it. Okay. So I ended up like just kind of lounging on the couch for the last couple hours.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yesterday, kind of the same thing. I was pulling some weeds around the house, stuff that should have been done like in the spring but never got to.
Right, you waited until it was really hot.
Yeah, exactly. And then that's like knee high. I was like, what am I doing? Why did I wait so long? Why didn't I hit this with the weed killer way back when it was just tiny?
Right.
That's like my hamstrings hurt today. I made a little time and I went and saw the new Elvis movie yesterday.
Oh, nice. Yeah, what'd you think?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, there's some parts in it that where I was like, come on, just get to the act. Like, they're kind of setting up the story for the first chunk of it, and they kept, you know, cut to different things and flashback, and it was just like, you know, come on, let's just see some dialogue and you know, some scenes here instead of just these throwbacks.
Interesting. But, yeah, I was at the Roxy yesterday, and I heard the end credits like playing through the speakers, and it there was an Eminem song playing, and I was like, this is a weird choice for an Elvis movie.
I think it's Eminem and CeeLo. I think it was. Together.
Yeah, just an odd choice for the end of your Elvis biopic to end with an Eminem song.
But they had, through the movie, they kind of had some of his different songs done by different artists.
Like remixes and stuff. Okay,
But overall, I mean, it was very good. Man, you know, some of the scenes and performances and stuff, man, they really went into some good detail. And you know, if you're an Elvis fan, of course you're gonna enjoy it.
But, nice,
yeah. So it was pretty good.
Nice. I probably would have seen her this weekend, but I was slammed. Too much stuff to do. Yeah. No. Friday we were out to Spokane again. I was in Spokane last weekend for Bare Naked Ladies. I went again on Monday for Tenacious D, and then on Friday my girlfriend and I went out to Spokane to go see Weird Al Yankovic.
There you go.
Which was my fourth time seeing Weird Al doing his Vanity Tour, whatever he's calling it. It's basically all like deep cuts and originals, not like the big hit parodies, but for the true Weird Al fans that go and like hear a bunch of songs that he doesn't normally play live, kind of thing, which was a ton of fun. It was a really great show. A lot of fun to do that.
Just glad to not have that on your calendar anymore? Like, oh, no more Spokane trips for a while. Thank
no
you.
More road trips for at least a few weeks. I can relax for a couple of weekends, which is nice. But did that on Friday, which was a lot of fun. And then Saturday, we were actually at a friend's wedding. So that was a good time, although my girlfriend had months to figure out when she was going to be able to get a dress for this wedding, and then ended up on Saturday, the day of the wedding, scrambling, like going to different places.
Frantic.
Yes, and you know, I stayed home and you know, put on the suit that I already had picked out, you know, because I just had one like ready to go, and so I got ready in like 15 minutes, and she took like all day to do it. But it was a good time. It was a good wedding. It was at the Barn on Mullen.
That's funny.
Which I'd never been to before, and really nice venue. Really cool to hang out over there for a while. So that was kind of all day. Saturday was that. And then Sunday was the day to rest. It was a relaxation kind of day. Yeah, it was actually my birthday weekend also. Today is my birthday.
That's right. Today is the 27th.
Today is the 27th. It's my birthday. And but because of all the craziness over the last few days, I'm going to play pretty low-key today, I think.
I've been so thrown off with the day. I keep thinking, for some reason, I've been thinking like Friday was the 20th. That's stuck in my mind. So every time I'm doing the math in my head.
So you're a week behind.
This morning, I'm thinking like, well, when's payday? Well, okay, Friday's going to be the 27th. So,
right.
But then I go, wait a minute. No, Monday's going to be the 4th. Oh,
right.
I got to redo my math. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah.
It would have dawned on me probably like middle of the day. Wait a minute.
Right.
All right. There you go.
There it is. The weekend that was.
Busy one for you again.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
All right, there you go. The weekend that was. Smith and Nelson getting going here for your Monday. It's KISS.
This part of Smith and Nelson in the Morning brought to you by Hunter Bay Coffee, Montana's premium gourmet coffee roaster.
Hit it.
Say, what they tweet, what they do, it's what's making news in the world of country music. This is the Music City 60 on 94.9 KISS FM.
Yes, it is your Music City 60, and you now have the chance to sleep in Dolly Parton's former tour bus. Not the current tour bus, the former tour bus. All you got to do is head over to Dollywood, give them $10,000, and that gets you a two-night stay for two, plus an additional room at the resort and a VIP dining experience. A portion of the proceeds is going to be donated to the Dollywood Foundation and Dolly's Imagination Library.
So you get a room, then you can also sleep on the bus.
You got to get the option between the two, yeah.
Interesting. Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, recently celebrated their 25th wedding anniversary. Fancy dinner, lavish gifts, a night on the town, you'd think, perhaps?
Sure.
Not quite. Because that's one of the days they spent filming Yellowstone's spinoff, 1883.
Ah, okay.
Tim's doing an interview with Yahoo News, and he says, quote, Faith was driving a wagon the entire time. One particular time, she's driving this wagon across a river at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's 38 degrees. I'm swimming a horse right alongside her, and that happened to be our 25th wedding anniversary.
There you go. It's a memorable one, for
although,
sure.
You look back on the years, you think about maybe 17, 18, 19, like, what do we do? I can't remember.
Right.
I'll probably always remember the 25th.
Exactly, yeah. COVID has ravaged through Jake Owen's entire band and crew, so as a result, he had to postpone shows in Boston and New York. He left a message about it on Facebook, which you can check out on his Facebook page.
I think we heard about this when it happened. Maren Morris doing an interview with NBC saying she'd love to star in the Broadway show Wicked.
Right.
She says, yeah, I put my audition out there for the Wicked Witch of the West. Put it in the Twitter sphere. I don't know. Probably would have never done that before the pandemic. But she says she thought, why not? What's the worst that could happen? They say no.
Right, exactly.
I think I remember when she put that out there. Maren coming to the Big Sky Brewing Amphitheater in August.
Yes, she is.
Who knows? Maybe we'll see her on Broadway before long.
Maybe there'll be some scouts out there hoping to see you.
In the crowd.
Exactly, yeah.
Broadway have scouts?
Maybe, like baseball
like
scouts.
Major League Baseball players sit in the stands, make a little notes.
Yeah, that's how they there's no audition process. They actually send out scouts to people who perform at different concerts, and that's how they do it.
Well, Maren better put on a good show than with scouts in the audience. Backstage buzz. Did you see there's scouts right out there tonight for Broadway?
And now, you're in the know with Nashville. Smith & Nelson's Music City 60, 94.9 KISS FM.
Country leader, 94.9 KISS FM. Smith & Nelson in the morning. Just about an hour away, your chance to win tickets for the Under the Big Sky Festival. 3-day passes to the 3 days of music and fun. Give those away coming up right about 8:15 this morning. Weather, we'll start the week here with a couple 90-degree days, including a high today right around 95. So weather for the week, we'll start with temps in the 90s, dip a little bit for your Wednesday, and then back to upper 80s, and maybe even 90 by the end of the week and into the weekend.
All right.
Weather for the morning brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorney.
That's right. If you've been in an accident, don't go it alone. Call your local Advocates Injury Attorney. They take the stress away, deal with the insurance, and get you the settlement you deserve. They don't get paid until you win. Call the Advocates today at 406-640-4444 or MontanaAdvocates.com.
All right, KissFM.com and your KissFM mobile app. There's a story there talking about the best music venue in Montana.
Okay.
So this is, a publication that kind of went state by state and just kind of gave their pick for what would be the best place to see a concert, see a show.
Okay, that's a pretty cool idea, actually.
Yeah, I would say that they got it right on this one.
I would say so, yeah.
For Montana, Kettle House Amphitheater.
Number one.
In Bonner, Montana.
Love it.
Which, it's tough to argue that one.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, I remember coming here for the first, going to my first Kettle House show, which I believe was Blondie. I'm pretty sure my first Kettle House show was Blondie in, like, 2018. And, just kind of being blown away by, like, oh, man, just, like, this cool, like, amphitheater / intimate venue. It's surrounded by mountains. It's a great place to be to see a show.
Yeah, I mean, just the sights and the beauty of it. You got the mountains, the river
there, yeah,
in the background. But then when it comes to shows, I mean, it's just the ease of access for getting there.
Absolutely.
Getting out of a show. And like you said, just the fact that it's intimate, you're, what, just over 4,000 people, I think.
Yes.
It holds. And it's not a bad seat in the house.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, if you've been to a bigger amphitheater, you know, bigger amphitheaters that seat 20,000 or so, traffic's a nightmare.
Right.
You know, it's.
Yeah, I mean, we were at Halsey, 2 weeks ago, I guess now at this point, at White River Amphitheater in Auburn. You know, great show. It was packed, though. And at the end of it, we were waiting at, like, for like over an hour to get out of the parking lot. There's like one exit and like a million cars all trying to get out of there at the same time.
I've been there for shows. That's the worst place to get out of.
Yeah, it's rough. It's real rough. And so, you know, I don't think I've ever waited more than like 10 minutes to get out of Kettle House. Like, it's usually pretty quick.
And that's what's cool, too, about it is that, you know, it holds a fraction of what like a full-size amphitheater does.
Right.
But still gets some great acts to come through and play.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, so if you want to check out more with that, we've got the article at KissFM.com and your KissFM mobile app, and we're kind of looking through some of the upcoming shows. Yeah, we're full on concert season now.
Yeah, got some good stuff coming. I want to go to Goo Goo Dolls. That one's sold out, and I didn't get tickets, so I got to figure that one out. That one's coming up in a few weeks. You got Fleet Foxes, you got Rainbow Kitten Surprise, a couple of big shows coming through July.
And Friday, I'll have music out there on Friday, Trombone Shorty.
Ah, yes.
All right, want more? You can check out our concert page, KissFM.com and your KissFM mobile app, or all the shows that are coming to Kettle House. Check it out with LogjamPresents.com.
Montana's country leader, 94.9 KissFM.
If you get into
what's newsy and noteworthy with Smith and Nelson on 94.9 KissFM.
Yes, it is. What's newsy and noteworthy for your morning? And we have a new world's ugliest dog for the first time in 3 years. This is an annual event near San Francisco. It was canceled the last 2 years thanks to COVID, but it was back on again this weekend. And a dog named Mr. Happy Face won the award. He is a 17-year-old hairless Chinese crested Chihuahua mix. Kind of looks like a big rat with a weird tuft of hair on his head.
I was just going to say, they always have like a weird overbite and like one piece of hair hanging off. Yeah,
yeah, his head like leans to one side. He can't keep his tongue in his mouth, you know, all that kind of stuff. The woman who owns the Happy Face got a $1,500 grand prize. Also, a trip to New York to be on the Today Show with the dog as well.
$1,500?
Yeah. You would think it'd be more than that, right?
Wow. A woman in Palm Desert, California, making headlines. People saluting her. Recently saved a dog's life from a hot car. She was out shopping, saw a dog left unattended. Dog was suffering from a heat stroke when the woman borrowed a hammer from a passerby and smashed the windows out of SUV. They rushed the dog to the animal hospital. It had a temperature of 104.9, which they said was 1 degree away from suffering irreversible brain damage.
Wow.
PETA gave the woman a Compassionate Action Award for the heroism.
Hey, that's great. Love that.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. This is a weird story. A guy in Japan went to a restaurant on Tuesday, got really drunk, drank way too much. So drunk, he actually fell asleep in the street. That's a little bit too much. And then in the morning, he noticed that his bag was gone. That's a problem because the bag had a USB drive on it that contained the personal info of everyone in the city.
Oh.
More than 450,000 people, names, birthdays, addresses, tax info, and bank accounts.
Wow.
It was from his job. He worked for a company that provided benefits for tax-exempt households. And even though he had access to that data, he wasn't supposed to download it and carry it around. The flash drive is encrypted, so it's possible that nothing will happen. But there is the threat of a messy public leak. But no indication yet that it's been compromised.
Wow.
I would imagine the guy no longer works at that company.
I would think so, yeah. Boy. Fortune Magazine, a story on the new electric sedan that's coming from Cadillac. It said the cost will be about $300,000 when it hits showrooms next year. Which, by comparison, the median price of a home in the United States is $447,000.
Okay. Yeah.
The price of the car is going to be comparable to a Rolls Royce, a Ferrari, and a Bentley.
There you go. But if you sleep in the Cadillac, then it's like you get a 2-for-1 deal.
I hope it's roomy.
Yeah, exactly. This is a weird story. A cop in Oklahoma tried to pull a guy over on Thursday for not wearing a seatbelt. The guy took off. Turned out he had a bunch of stolen stuff in his truck that was linked to 2 burglaries. That's why he didn't stop. But the driver floored it, got into a high-speed chase that finally ended when he crashed. But then he took off on foot. They didn't find him at first, though, because he picked a pretty unlikely hiding spot. They ended up finding him hours later, hiding in a bunch of cow manure. According to police, he'd been in the manure for several hours.
Oh, man.
He's facing charges for eluding police, running a roadblock, and possession of stolen property. But I love the idea that, like, you know, he crashed the car, he, like, looked around, saw the pile of manure, and dived in. And the police, like, were just walking around it for, like, hours and being like, he can't possibly be in the pile of manure, right?
I think they knew, and they were just...
just letting him stew in there for a while.
Man, all that effort for nothing. Then you've got additional charges plus the hours that you spent in the manure.
There you go.
I think we've mentioned this story a couple times now. The Burger King guy perfect attendance for 27 years.
Yes.
You got a gift bag at work that had some Reese's candy. There's a lanyard in there, a box of mints, and one individual movie ticket.
It was a pretty weak gift package.
Then it's, that made news of what his little gift goodie bag was. And then his daughter started a GoFundMe page saying, hey, you know, doesn't need anything, but if you think this story is something where you want to donate, go for it.
Right.
People started donating. I think when we mentioned it last, it was about $30,000. David Spade donated $5,000 to it.
It's he kinda, got a Spade bump.
It's kind of cool because I saw there's kind of a conversation between David Spade and the man back and forth where he was thanking
him.
Oh,
wow, nice.
Yeah, the man was thanking him, and David Spade was, you know, kind of joking around with him. Update, over $150,000.
Man!
That's the latest number for this GoFundMe page.
That's wild.
The guy says that he's been crying for 3 days. He says he's going to use the money to help send his children to college.
That's incredible.
So how cool from a picture of him giving a thumbs up with a goodie bag that included one individual movie ticket.
Yes.
Now he can send his kids to college.
There you go.
Cool story. There you go. Newsy and noteworthy for the morning with Kiss.
Yep, this is your local country morning show. No bones about it. Smith and Nelson on 94.9 KISS FM.
Nelson, Montana's country leader, 94.9 KISS FM on your toasty Monday. High of about 95 expected today. It'd be a good day to just refresh yourself a little bit with a cold beverage.
There you go, which you should be able to do in downtown Missoula. I mean, you probably have a lot of options, but another one is actually back in downtown Missoula, and you know, this has kind of been the craze over the last couple of years. I saw this truck last year at the farmer's market, and just the line that would kind of amass at this truck was pretty wild. The boba tea craze is kind of what I'm talking about.
Boba tea.
Have you seen like the lines of people like lining up for boba tea?
Sounds like a Star Wars character.
It does a boba little tea. Bit. Yeah, it does.
I have not. I'm trying to. Once upon a time, when like you just said, just is the craze. When the craze started, I remember looking it up and going, what is the
boba tea
deal and what is it? And I to be honest, I don't even remember what boba tea is.
I
know it's just tea with like little gooey things in the bottom.
Yeah, it's chewy tapioca balls. They're tapioca boba or pearls. Sometimes they're like grass jelly or aloe vera or red bean, and they kind of vary. But the tapioca balls is like the most common one.
All right, that's what I know. It's got little smushy balls
at
the bottom.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, but like they had this truck set up at the farmer's market. This place called Pearl Boba Tea. They were at the farmer's market last year, and I remember just seeing the line go crazy long. Like, it would be like 50 people deep by the time I saw it there. It was wild. I've seen people like just standing in the rain waiting for their boba tea and stuff and everything. And so last year, I guess they were so popular that they actually were one of several vendors to team up and create the Time Out Cafe and local market in downtown Missoula. They had a building in downtown Missoula where they and a bunch of other people were there. I'm not entirely sure what the story was there, but I guess they weren't there for a long time. Maybe it was only meant to be a seasonal thing. But at some point, they left the premises. They found a nice spot at the University Center on UM campus. They've been working from there for a while now. But now they are returning to the building that was Time Out Cafe. So Pearl Boba Tea, actually, I believe, reopened up over there this past weekend.
So they never officially left.
Right.
Just kind of bounced around with a couple of different locations.
I guess so, yeah. I'm not exactly sure how that all worked out, but they left for a little bit, came back. And so, yeah, now they're back at the old Time Out Cafe. And they are doing their thing. The co-owner says they've been hard at work over the last few weeks to create a welcoming space for customers. And, yeah, like I said, opened up this past weekend. So Pearl Boba Tea, if you needed your boba tea fix, you have it now in downtown Missoula. You got a spot.
There you go. Always newsy when a new place opens up.
Absolutely.
Or somebody leaves, of course.
And then comes back.
And then comes back. Right. That's not really the norm, but I guess, yeah, it happens too.
Yeah.
All right. More with the story, your KISS FM mobile app.
When it's country in Polson, it's Montana's country leader, 94.9 KISS FM.
Are you
Smith and Nelson's Odds and Ends on 94.9 KISS FM.
Yes, it is. Some odds and ends for your morning. Film composer John Williams, one of the best to ever do it, who did the Star Wars music, Jaws, Jurassic Park, Superman, Harry Potter, E.T., Home Alone, all the Indiana Jones movies. He is back to score Indiana Jones 5, but he's saying that Indiana Jones 5 might be the movie that he retires on. He's thinking that it's going to be his last film, which makes sense. John Williams is 90 years old.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I think it's time for, you know, to slow down a little bit, perhaps.
What
but,
a cool resume, though.
Absolutely, yeah. Second most nominated person in Oscars history, too.
Wow.
52 Oscar nominations.
That's amazing.
Over the course of, like, 50 years, yeah.
Sheesh. Here you go. According to a survey, top 10 things that couples argue about. These were the top five on the list. The tone of your voice or attitude is what the top one was. I don't like your tone. I don't like your attitude. Then the arguments are.
There you go.
Argued over money was number two on the list. Communication styles was three. Household chores was four. And relationships with your immediate and extended family was number five on the list.
That's pretty wild.
Your top five.
There it is. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, they took Ben Affleck's 10-year-old son Samuel with them to a luxury car rental dealership in L.A. the other day. And Ben let Samuel jump into the driver's seat of a yellow Lamborghini with the engine running. He put the car in reverse, bumped into the front wheel and fender of a parked BMW.
Why would you ever? Like, go ahead and jump in the driver's seat.
Yes, yeah. An employee said there was actually no accident. The cars are parked too close together, but the reactions kind of say otherwise. but everyone's okay. No one's in trouble, so there's that.
This is just a pretty cool story right here. It says a Connecticut police officer recently cooked dinner for a local resident. And then the backstory is this person called 911, told the cops he was having a rough week. So, one, misusing the 911 system.
Absolutely,
yeah. Basically called 911. How can we help you? I'm just having a rough week. Man said he didn't want to cook dinner. So one of the officers went to the man's house, took vegetables from his garden, food from his refrigerator, made him dinner. The police on Facebook put a post that said, sometimes a hot meal and someone to talk to is all it takes to lift someone's spirits and change their perception on things.
You know, there are plenty of days in the week when neither me or my girlfriend feel like making dinner, but why doesn't this guy just like DoorDash Taco Bell like everybody else?
Yeah, it probably doesn't pop in your mind like, let me call 911.
Right.
Share that.
The internet trying to track down this woman named Linda Skeens, who dominated the field in the Virginia-Kentucky District Fair for baking and cooking contests. Happened earlier this month. A list of winners just went viral because basically her name over and over and over again.
She won all the categories.
She won best cake, best pie, best brownies, best jelly, best jam, best applesauce, best apple butter, best pumpkin butter, best sauerkraut, best spaghetti sauce. And her strawberry fudge won best overall baked good.
Wow.
She also, there's a few categories where she placed first, second, and third. Like, she, like, just dominated all of it. So she's become an internet legend. People want to see what she looks like. Nobody knows where she is, how to track her down. The Virginia County Fair can't find her. There's no photos of her online. There's another woman named Linda Skeens who had to post to Facebook to let people know she is not the Linda they're looking for. So we'll see where this leads,
Don't worry.
Mysterious Linda Skeens is.
You'll see what she looks like. She'll have a show on the Food Network in like 3 days.
And apparently, yeah.
All right, so things that happened on this day. This date, 1967, the world's first ATM machine installed in London.
Okay.
This date, 1972, Atari, the video game company, was founded.
Nice.
And this date in 2003, people registered more than 735,000 phone numbers on the national Do Not Call list, trying to block those unwanted solicitations from telemarketers.
And it didn't work.
And I was saying, it just doesn't seem like it's supposed to, but doesn't quite. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Some odds and ends for your morning with Kiss.
We are Montana's country leader, 94.9 Kiss FM.
Montana's country leader, 94.9 Kiss FM, Smith and Nelson, doing it for your Monday mornings. The delivery is on.
We get yes, it is.
Cookies from Crumble Cookies delivered to us here in the studio, so we don't have to worry about packing breakfast. That's the good news.
Absolutely. We just have cookies for breakfast.
The most delicious breakfast of the week. Heather from Crumble Cookies on the phone with us as she joins us on Mondays to break down the new flavors that Crumble has for the week. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we are. Well, I mean, we're eating cookies.
Yes, we are.
It's sunny. I think we're doing about 95 for the day. So I'd say all in all, pretty good Monday.
Woo, I love it.
Well, a whole new rotation of flavors that kick off today with Crumble Cookies. Break them down for us.
All right. I'm starting with my favorite. I love it when this one rolls around. Coconut lime. So this
coconut
one is
lime.
Coconut lime. Yes. Coconut lime sugar cookie. It has just the perfect tart lime frosting on top of it. And then chilled fresh lime wedge. Heaven.
Yeah, this is a perfect cookie for this week, especially hitting temperatures in the 90s. Like, it's a good, like, you know, chilled summertime kind of treat.
Oh, it is so wonderful. And take that fresh lime on top, squeeze it all
yeah.
over that cookie, and then go for it.
I love it.
I love this cookie, you can tell. All right, next one, we'll get going. Confetti. So this one is such a fun cookie, and it's just, I like the simple goodness of it. It is fluffy, sweet rainbow vanilla sugar cookie, all the fun rainbow sprinkles all through it. Super colorful, super delicious confetti.
Kind of perfect too. Headed into 4th of July, kind of got like
that's true. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
not entirely red,
yeah,
white, and blue with the sprinkles,
but it's a party vibe
mostly.
It's a party vibe. We got some pink and what else? Green, purple in there. Yeah, fun cookie. This next cookie is also very delicious. It's our vanilla crumb cake featuring golden Oreo. And this one's just kind of all the perfect flavors melting in your mouth. We have white chocolate chips in there, golden Oreo cookie pieces. We do our vanilla cream cheese frosting on top. Top it with a baby golden Oreo, mini Oreo on top.
I love it when Crumble Cookies decides, you know what this cookie needs? An extra cookie on top of the cookie.
An extra cookie. Yes, just a cookie on top, please. Yeah, that one is super yummy, super delicious. And then this is another fan favorite. Oh, this is just a good week of cookies. I'm excited for Buckeye Brownie.
Oh, yeah.
This one, oh, yeah. This one is our chocolate peanut butter lover cookie. So we've got the chocolate brownie cookie. We do a delicious peanut butter. I don't know. We call it our Buckeye peanut butter on top. And then we put another layer of melted semi-sweet chocolate on top of that. So three layers of delicious goodness.
Tough to beat the peanut butter chocolate combo.
Absolutely. I was very excited. I saw this on the website this morning, and it does not disappoint. It's so good.
Yeah, no, it's so delicious. And then we have maple cinnamon roll. So this one is a warm cookie. It's one of our vanilla sugar cookies. We top it with cinnamon roll filling and then put a delicious swirl of rich maple frosting on top of that.
I think my favorite cookie of the week right there.
There it is.
That one's yours, huh? Awesome. Yep. I love it.
Yep, something just the cinnamon and just the when a couple minutes go by and you're still like, gosh. That flavor's sticking around. That's good.
Right. It's a good flavor, yeah for
makes,
sure.
Makes it delicious.
And then, as always, milk chocolate chip is there. He will never leave. We got him every single week.
If there's one thing you can count on in life, it's the milk chocolate chip being in the rotation with Crumble cookies.
Yep. You cannot go wrong with that one. That's why. I mean, we've that's the ultimate perfect cookie is that cookie,
tried
no matter what.
Tried and true.
Yep.
All right, vanilla crumb cake featuring the golden Oreo. You've got maple cinnamon roll this week, confetti, buckeye brownie, and coconut lime, the chilled cookie of the week. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this would be a good time to get an order in for, 4th of July activities.
Yeah, get ahead of the game.
For sure.
With Crumble Cookies on North Reserve, they deliver. Also, catering with Crumble. Stop in, grab a gift certificate. Anybody has a birthday or some sort of celebration coming up. And check out Crumble Cream. You guys do ice cream, too.
That's right.
We do. All right, you guys have a good week.
All right, well, enjoy it. We will talk to you, I guess Monday's the 4th. We'll have to
figure out another day, Tuesday or something,
Maybe we can do Tuesday morning.
All right, sounds good. We can't miss, guys.
All right. There you go. Heather from Crumble Cookies. If you want all of those flavors that we just discussed put into a party box and delivered to you at work on Friday, hey, I know how to make that happen.
Yeah, we can make it happen over at our Win Stuff page, kissfm.com or your free KissFM mobile app.
94.9 KissFM. You know, newsworthy nugget of the day with Smith and Nelson on 94.9 KISS FM.
Brought to you by Farside Sign, Missoula's leading full-service sign and custom vehicle graphic shop. Farside Sign in the 2200 block South Avenue West.
All right, portion of the morning here with the nugget where we find something we think is interesting enough to share because we figure, well, not everybody knows that.
Exactly, and this is a unit of measurement that I've never really understood. That is horsepower. Because, I guess it's just how fast something goes and that kind of thing. But I feel like the actual measurement is always weird. And this, kind of throws an even weirder wrench into it, which did you know that one horse, you would think, would equal one horsepower. One horse can have 15 horsepower.
Okay.
Right? That's the power of 15 horses is within one horse. I guess the term was actually adopted in the late 18th century to compare the output of steam engines with the power of draft horses. And so one engine was like 15 horses. That became a horsepower. And so I'm already losing it. You know, I'm already losing the thread of that. But one horse can have 15 horsepower. That is your nugget for the day.
It's not a one-for-one translation.
Either. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One horsepower does not equal one horse. It's okay. The power of 15 horses equals one. Again, it's confusing. But there you go. Need to or not. Now you know.